and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. In episode 11, Steve introduced us to electric jazz guitar. In his talk today, he looks more broadly into the world of jazz guitar. He will be playing music examples from several prominent players, such as the acoustic guitarist Charlie Bird, who was a leading voice in bringing the music of Brazil to North America. We'll also hear from the superlative Joe Pass, the always creative Pat Martino, and the wonderful Tuck Andrus, whose pianistic approach to guitar playing supplants an entire band. Here's Steve Gedrose.
As you all know, this is the first show of our 2015-16 Jazz in the Hall series. We appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. We're very pleased to welcome Paul Lucas and friends. It turns out that Paul has many musical friends, as you can see from the setup here. So it should be quite a variety of music. Tonight, I'll talk about the guitar and jazz. This is the theme for Paul's set tonight, and I have several examples of some of my favorite guitarists, illustrating some of the many ways that the guitar has been used in jazz. When I got in touch with Paul about what he'd be presenting tonight, he said the theme would be the guitar and jazz. He said he'd try to feature as many different styles as possible in his show tonight. That got me thinking about some of my favorite jazz guitarists, and I'd like to share some of their music with you tonight. The guitar was initially used as a rhythm instrument in jazz groups, but with help from people like Charlie Christian and Benny Goodman's big band, the electronic experimentations of Les Paul, and Django Reinhardt in his collaborations with Stefan Grappelli and the quintet of the Hot Club of France, it found its rightful place as a frontline instrument. There have been many important players, many important players in the jazz guitar legacy, and the instrument is used in many ways to expand the horizons of this music. I'd like to present these for you now. During the early 1960s, there was an explosion of Brazilian music on the jazz scene in North America. This new music was referred to as bossa nova, or new wave. This style was researched and introduced by a number of jazz players, such as our next guest, guitarist Charlie Bird. In 1962, Bird recorded Jazz Samba with tenor sax great Stan Getz. The lilting melodies of this music are a natural fit for the acoustic guitar that Charlie championed through his long and successful career. Jazz history has many examples of the partnership between tenor sax and guitar, and this is probably one of the most famous. Let's give a listen to this instrumental version of O Pato, or The Duck. Kind of a silly title, but a wonderful song that has been recorded many times, both with lyrics and as an instrumental. Now, in this example, the tenor sax is very much up front, but listen for the guitar. It's always there, prodding, poking. He has a couple of little solo spots. So that's Charlie Bird on acoustic guitar. This is number one, please, Jim. This is O Pato, as recorded by Stan Getz and Charlie Bird in 1962. Thank you. Yeah, give it up. That record's 53 years old, and it sounds pretty hip to me, even today. Master guitarist Joe Pass had some challenges in life. He fell prey to the drug abuse that was rampant among jazz players. After about 10 years, he kicked his habit and resumed his career in earnest. In 1973, he signed with Norman Grand's Pablo Records and released many fine recordings for the label, including his work as an accompanist to celebrated jazz vocalist Ella Fitzgerald. Pass also collaborated on a series of music books, and his Joe Pass guitar style, written with Bill Thrasher, is considered a leading improvisation textbook for students of jazz. He went on to record many excellent albums, both as a leader and a sideman, as well as playing concerts all over the world until his passing in 1994. The track I'd like to play is Cole Porter's well-known standard Night and Day. It is written for the 1932 musical play Gay Divorce. It is perhaps Porter's most popular contribution to the Great American Songbook. Song and dance man Fred Astaire introduced Night and Day on Broadway. Astaire also starred in the 1934 film renamed The Gay Divorcee. I think you'll enjoy Joe's take on this classic tune, taking from his influential recording called Virtuoso, recorded on the Pablo record label in 1973. This track illustrates Joe Pass's amazing ability to represent an entire band with only a single jazz guitar. That's number two, please, Jim. So this is Night and Day by Joe Pass. Thank you. Yeah. It's almost orchestrally, has so many things going on in that song. Next, I'd like to sample a tune by another guitar legend. That's Pat Martino. This track is an example of a very popular format in jazz called the organ trio. These groups often consisted of Hammond B3 organ, guitar, and drums. Some of Martino's early success was spent in the 60s and 70s in organ groups of the likes of Charles Ireland, Jack McDuff, and the great Jimmy Smith. In 1980, Pat Martino underwent surgery as a result of a nearly fatal brain aneurysm. The surgery left him with amnesia, leaving him without any memory of the guitar or his musical career. With the help of friends, computers, and his old recordings, he made a total recovery and learned to play guitar again. Now we flash forward to the year 2000 to a recording featuring Pat Martino on guitar, Joey DeFrancesco on Hammond B3, and Billy Hart on the drums. This music was released in 2001 on a live recording called Live at Yoshi's on the fabled Blue Note label. Yoshi's is a very famous jazz venue in the San Francisco area. I've chosen the first track, which is a bebop burner, penned by tenor sax colossus Sonny Rollins, called Olio. This is a great example of single note guitar lines as played by one of the greats in an organ trio setting. This is number 3, please, Jim. Olio by Pat Martino. Is performed by Pat Martino. My final musical example shows the jazz guitar as accompanist to a singer. To illustrate this, I'm going to sample a tune from the husband and wife team of Tuck and Patty. This track is called Walkin' One and Only and is written by San Francisco hipster Dan Hicks, famous for his group Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Guitarist Tuck Andrus met singer Patty Cathcart in 1978 in San Francisco. He was playing in a band that she was invited to audition with, and after just a few short minutes of hearing her sing, he knew he had found his musical soulmate. Tuck and Patty soon found work as a duo, and the rest is jazz history. Like Joe Pass, Andrus is a master of voicing chords and adding walking bass lines to make a solo guitar sound like an entire band. This is number four, please, Jim. This is Walkin' One and Only, as recorded by Tuck and Patty on their Paradise Found CD from 1998.
Some folks think it's cool to have some kind of lover, but he don't believe it's true, 'cause he just found another. And when you see him, you might see him on the street. He walks with a rhythm, 'cause he's got some kind of beat. He clicks his heels a bit, his suit's a perfect fit. He knocks him out, and although he seems alone, somebody wants him on the phone. They want to shout, he's the walking one and only, and they're calling him by name. He won't be leaving town till he can cop some fame. They don't know what it takes, and that's the reason why. The girls all smile at him as he goes passing by, 'cause his walking ain't too fast, he wants that thing to last. Hey, dare to lose him, and although he seems alone, somebody wants him on the phone. He knows what he's doing, he's the walking one and only, and you know that he's on fire. So don't you try to warn me, girls, 'cause he's my heart's desire. So if you can take your heroes and you put them up beside him, there ain't no contest, he's the one and only, right in. Walking one and only, and they're calling him by name. He won't be leaving town till he can cop some fame. They don't know what it takes, and that's the reason why. The girls all smile at him as he goes passing by. His walking ain't too fast, he wants that thing to last. He knocks him out, and although he seems alone, somebody wants him on the phone. They wanna shout, he's the walking one and only, and you know that he's on fire. So don't you try to warn me, girls, 'cause he's my heart's desire. I say you can take your heroes and you put them up beside him. There ain't no contest, he's the one and only, right in. Beep, beep, ba ba doo wee, beep, ba doo doo, beep, ba ba now, beep, doo 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 ba, da doo ba, da doo ba, walking one and only, and they're calling him by name.
Tuck and Patty, yeah, love that. That grooves so hard. And that's my brief look at the guitar and jazz. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve, for a presentation that illuminates the guitar's countless applications in jazz music and the myriad sounds and textures that make it indispensable to every genre of this wide-ranging art form. We recorded this presentation in October of 2015. The extra tracks are jazz standards How High the Moon and Cherokee from Joe Pass's solo guitar recording, aptly called Virtuoso, released in 1974. These tunes emphasize the guitar as orchestra concept. In these pieces, Pass plays the part of piano, drums, bass, and soloist, all with just the six strings of his guitar. Thank you. Was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented live by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.